Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, and welcome to Confessions Out Podcast. I'm Nick Mercer. Before I talk to Kara Fosch, I'd like to thank my sponsor, HeadCheck Health.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
Here with Kara, and your last name is Focht? Focht?
Yeah, you pronounce it Foch.
Foch?
Yeah, that spelling doesn't help anyone out.
No, it doesn't. No. But anyway, that's beside the point. Point is, you're the Instagram creator and a creator of also of your practice called Rethink Speech Therapy as well?
Yes.
And so can you tell us your, what was first, the speech therapy or the concussion? Which came first? And there you can tell us that and as well as your story of your concussion. And
Yeah. So almost both. I was actually in graduate school to become a speech pathologist when I had a fall. And so I was learning about becoming a speech therapist, but didn't know a lot about the brain injury side or the medical side. And so then I had to go and be a patient at a rehab hospital, and that really opened my eyes to what rehab was. And so then as I got back into school and eventually graduated, that directed my career to want to go into the hospitals and help people how I had been helped.
Nice. So do you mind telling us about your injury? How you were concussed?
Yeah. So I actually was just on a playground swing of all things.
Oh, yeah.
And the chain broke. Yeah. So it was just a fluke kind of accident. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was up pretty high and the chain broke. And so fell decently far for a swing, and then crashed back, you know, on my head. So kind of had a double fall there, double injury. And then the rest is history.
I know your blog post and your Instagram is very science oriented. And so I was gonna ask you how you decided on becoming a speech therapist. And was your background science, or was it neuroscience, or
not at all. I had a lot of different ideas for career paths. I thought about speech therapy. I thought about teaching. I thought about interior design and event planning. And so I think I have more of that creative, artsy brain. And so a lot of different things interested me. But going into college, I did decide on speech therapy. I was really curious about it.
Yeah.
And then I probably honestly would have ended up working with kids in a school or something like that if I hadn't had my concussion. And that's when I really got interested in the brain and how it works. And I like to figure out how things work. And so when my brain changed, then I wanted to learn more about it and help other people too.
Yes, yes. And when you were injured, did you find your speech was affected?
No, my speech wasn't. It was mostly the cognitive piece. So focusing and remembering, and then that affected communication a little bit because my processing speed was slow. And so I couldn't quite come up with what I wanted to say the way I used to.
Yeah, and I read a few of the blog posts about cognition, but you're doing a series of blog posts earlier in the year about cognition and attention. And can you talk about those a bit, like why that those are so important for speech, and why you felt that was necessary to give some everybody a background and do?
Yeah. So if listeners don't know, speech therapy is a little bit of a misnomer. We do the communication therapy and also the cognitive therapy. So I feel like these days, a lot of what I do as an outpatient speech therapist is cognitive, and that can be for people with mild brain injuries like a concussion, all the way to more moderate or severe injuries. And I like to tell people, you know, when you think about cognition, attention is that first stair step. So that first building block. You can't pay attention if you're distracted and your brain doesn't know what to focus on, then you're going to have a hard time remembering that, or you're going to have a hard time thinking about that further. And so attention is really important to work on and to heal. And so that affects whatever else, all those other cognitive processes.
And you mentioned there are five types of attention. Selective, there's a sustained,
Most of the time with a concussion, the four types are affected, which would be the sustained, which means like your concentration and if you can sit down and read and focus for a while. And then the selective attention is when you're distracted. So maybe there are noises around you or people talking, and after a concussion, it can be harder to drown those out and ignore those, more sensitive to distractions. And then alternating attention is shifting back and forth between things. So our world has a lot of multitasking demands, and people are constantly trying to do more than one thing at once and shifting back and forth. But after a concussion, you know, your processing speed is a little slower and your attention isn't as sharp. And so it can be hard to go back and forth between things. And then the last one is divided attention, which is that true multitasking, trying to do two things at once.
Okay. And you felt that obviously cognition was, and under attention was the better obviously through speech therapy, to any therapy if that matter. But but putting back on your more speech communication hat, I have a lupus dysarthria. And so can you explain what dysarthria is, and also just the general, what are the general themes you see from brain injury in terms of speech?
So dysarthria is what we would call a motor speech change. So there are a couple different types with dysarthria. There's been a change in the muscles. So you need your muscles to move a certain way to speak clearly. And a lot of times there's muscle weakness, or there's a change in how the nerves are talking to those muscles. And so they're not moving the same way
that makes sense
that they used to. Yeah. And then a different type of motor speech change is apraxia. So apraxia happens when your muscles can move. You have the strength and the range of movement to make a sound, but the signal from your brain isn't connecting the right way. So you want to move one way and then your body moves a different way.
And can I just dyspraxia and apraxia, that's just the same thing, different term? Or
I'm actually not that familiar with the term dyspraxia. Okay. So I would have to look that up. I feel like, at least where I am, my region, we either say dysarthria or apraxia.
Okay, well, sorry, continue. You were saying before?
Yeah. I think you had asked about just common problems after a brain injury.
Yeah.
So it does depend, I think, on the mild concussion side. Typically, the cognitive piece, like we've talked about, and then some word finding changes. And then as you get to more moderate to severe brain injury, you have the cognitive piece plus other things like speech and swallowing can be affected. Swallowing is another speech therapy area, and language too. So on a deeper level, being able to find the right words and communicate and being able to understand what you read and hear and being able to write, all of those things can be affected by a brain injury.
And so I know for me, when I was injured, and this was 03, this is before all this, pretty, even not much known now and not much even less than known then. And I was focused on therapies and inpatient rehab or speech therapy, physiotherapy and occupational therapy, but those are the main ones.
Yeah.
So do you find there's an interplay between those three, between like not necessarily those three, but other therapies that are like, as you improve and say, as you get better and say OT or physio, do you find speech improves generally?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that there is an interplay, especially in the cognitive domains, with concussions, as people feel better physically, then their brain is able to process information a little bit better. And then find that they can remember. So speech therapists are also voice therapists, and sometimes the voice can be affected by a brain injury, and breathing has a lot to do with voice. So
breathing exercises, yeah.
Yes, breathing exercises. And so you need a lot of core strength and you need your posture and things like that. And so physical therapy can come alongside.
Yeah, same.
In that area.
The speech therapist really hammer home the posture aspect of it.
Yes.
Other than breathing, all of it too. But I remember posture, I was like sitting like pretty, I kind of lax off.
Straight as a rod, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, appropriately. I don't know. I think well. But yeah. But things like say, in, I don't want to say hospital setting, but saying my hospitalization setting was obviously nutrition wasn't that great in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But poor food, but still is that would obviously affect your any of the therapies, but speech therapy, find things like nutrition, mm-hmm. exercise, or are those related to good speech therapy, or what, good response to speech therapy.
Yeah, yeah. I wish more and more people talked about those wellness aspects. So good nutrition and exercise are so, so important for the body to heal. So I do see people who are a little more active and who eat more an anti-inflammatory diet do tend to heal a little bit faster. I think that they're just good for the body. And so everything in the body is connected. And if you're doing something good for one part, then that can help another part.
And especially if you're doing something good for your brain, if you're just doing good for your brain, for one part of your brain, you're improving the flow of information. And that just can't be a bad thing. Helps everyone. Yeah. So
yeah, exercise can increase blood flow and all those things. Exactly.
Yeah. So your practice sprang out of is your injuries when you decided that you would focus on concussion and brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
But your practice, did you start practicing in in the concussion related spatial survey right away, or did you go do other aspects first?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I did. Let's see, how did that work? I was actually getting treatment at the rehab hospital where I currently work. And so I was wrapping up my care there and talking to people who had helped me along my journey, and found out that there was an opening for a part-time speech therapist. Okay. And at that time, I wasn't ready to work full time yet. Working the slow return to work, as you know. And so that was a perfect fit. And this position involved some concussion care for pediatrics, so kids in school through high school. And that's where I started. And it's been almost 6 years.
Oh, so do folks now on PH, and also, Do you find the response, or have you done it among adults, but pediatric compared to adult, do you find there's a marked difference in response to therapy?
Mm-hmm. There is a difference when you're helping, a little kid who might not understand what's happened versus an adult who just really wants to get back to work. And so I enjoy both. I think for me, I like the high schoolers and the adults the best, but kids are so fun too. And so right now,
too, as well.
Oh, sorry, you cut out a little bit there.
Your brains are very malleable then as well.
Mm-hmm. So they can both heal more quickly, and they can also have some more lasting effects too, just as they continue to develop after that injury. So it's really interesting to learn about and think about the best way to help the kids versus the adults.
And you just started your the Instagram, but that's right. So that's where I met you. Sorry, you're on there, but your blog, you started that on Rethink Speech Therapy. When did you start that?
Yeah. So I've been thinking about doing something like starting a blog for a long time, and it officially launched last summer. It was kind of my COVID time project. Yeah. Work was pretty slow as an outpatient therapist. And so I think we all had more time on our hands than we predicted. And so that was my COVID project. I started Rethink Speech Therapy, the blog, with some cognitive resources for people who might not have found a speech therapist yet, or maybe they've done speech therapy, but they still wanted some more tools to keep working, and the Instagram account too.
And I was going to ask you about the future. I know you did, we mentioned before the cognitive blog post, but do you have any other thing, not necessarily coming up next, but anything you think in your head, eventually I want to write about this area, or this would be good to, people should know about this more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I recently became a yoga teacher. So I got some training in brain injury friendly yoga. And so I'd like to write more about that, because I think that can be really helpful for people in brain injury recovery.
It's been great for me, I say.
Oh, good.
My balance has really just improved a lot. And with that, you've for me, confidence. And but this was, this is an odd candidate yoga late in my recovery. But still, but it's been great. Sorry.
But good. No, I'm glad to hear that.
You wanted to write your butt yoga.
Yeah. So adding in some more of those wellness topics, and then some more things on language and word finding. Like, there are so many different directions I can go, and so I think it'll just keep growing.
Yeah, that's good. Say that on a speech right there myself. That's great. There
you go. Thanks. That sounded great.
What are some? Listen, I'm just totally off the cuff. Exercises that you like. I know I'm right to do these. Obviously, the lands like P and like T and like delivery of measure and stuff. But like, what are some? Do you have any favorite? Not favorite necessarily, but most often use exercises for speech, for directly for speech.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very practical therapist, and so you do need those foundational sounds. So practicing each sound by itself and in a word is important. Practicing a lot, getting lots of repetition, so your body.
Yourself really hit the T's hard. You just said a lot.
People, I think I get used to over articulating so much at work, and sometimes it translates to real life too. But then I think not practicing. What was that?
Not a criticism at all.
Oh, good. So having those speech foundations, and then as soon as you can, practicing in real life kinds of things. So at least in my practice, I have people practicing ordering from a menu and calling a store and things like that. Some of it's just about being able to listen and hear your own speech and being able to slow down and those sorts of things to make your speech clear.
And a lot is like you're saying, communication. So a lot of it is also listening to others and hearing out there. So is that just, how do you coach that, or do you just say, just slow down, and I guess as much as you can do, except for say, just listen, just remember what I said.
Yeah. So I think I teach people to listen two ways. One is listening to yourself. We call that self-monitoring. So I want my patients to be able to think about their own speech, and if it sounds like they want it to, or if there are other changes they can make to make it more clear, like slowing down a little bit, because I only get to see someone maybe two times a week, and I can give you a lot of tools, but then, you know, it's you going out in your life and using those tools. So, and then on the other side, we do work on listening a lot as speech therapists, because sometimes people have a hard time understanding or paying attention or remembering. So there are lots of strategies to make listening easier after an injury.
That's because every time that you I'm talking to any therapist, especially like speech and OT and physio, that I remember most distinctly from my time rehab is just before I sent you a few questions that I'd like to ask, and then I just kind of get, oh, your video disappeared, but that's fine. If you can still hear me, can you still hear me, Kara?
I can. I'm so sorry about that.
I just wasn't sure if it's fine. Because it's only an audio podcast, so I just want to make sure that you can still hear me. But I was saying that the the last train of thought here.
We were talking about listening, and then
the questions that I raised the gate. So mm-hmm. I was saying, like, I had a few questions that I was going to ask you. And then when I get talking to you, it's like I said, like I mentioned before, the therapist, I get kind of remember thinking back, and I have so many 20 more questions about just what I did, not went through, because went through may sound bad. It was mm-hmm. very good. And mm-hmm. what I did, and end up having a lot more. I'll not point to questions necessarily, but more pointed than I thought I would. But in terms of your practice, your practice obviously it's in local clinic, but it's also you do it online. What do you mainly post on Instagram about in Facebook or Instagram is the main one. But what do you post? Mm-hmm. What's your main focus for posting?
Yeah. I feel like I'm still learning about Instagram. I was not someone who used it very much personally before I decided I wanted to share some things professionally. And so I have posted things about just brain wellness, and I posted things about my journey as someone who had a concussion, and then different tips and strategies for people looking to feel better. And I think in the future, I will post the most about what I've gone through. I think people like to know that they're not alone and that someone else has gone through an experience, as well as some of the practical tips too. So how to improve your memory, how to improve your problem solving and organization, things like that.
And yoga?
And yoga, yes.
Oh, yes, and health, yeah. But so, that's great. So, so how can people find you on Instagram or any platform you'd like to showcase your blog posts and your teachings?
Yeah. So my website is rethinkspeechtherapy.com. And then my Instagram is @rethinkspeechtherapy.
Great. Well, and then you're on Instagram, are you on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest?
I am not on any of those yet, nor to come.
Social media, but no, that's great. I would say, look, we met each other on Instagram, and
yes,
you're doing is great. And speech therapy is something I haven't really discussed much on this podcast, unfortunately, which is for no reason, just the main people I meet on about concussions are more physical or bigger story, and it's a big story about overcoming and all the stuff and like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but it's great to finally have a speech therapist on. And I hesitate to say it's the first one because I could be wrong, but I think you're the first speech therapist. I'll say that I think you are the first speech therapist I've had on the podcast, but I don't know for sure. But I can't really think how it's not. So, yes. Well, thank you so much, Kara. And how is the weather today in Nebraska?
It is typical spring weather. So a little cold, but sunny.
That's the same here. See? Well, not that we have the same system because we wouldn't, but it is cool and not too cool. But for you, it is pretty cool and sunny. And so thank you so much. So it's again, I'm a bit long after you said your rethinkspeechtherapy.com, rethinkspeechtherapy.com, and @rethinkspeechtherapy.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
It was great to talk to you.
Great talking to you. Music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound. www.bensound.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.